What made it so difficult to stop Snead today?
Just our gap responsibilities. I mean, guys were peeking in the wrong gaps, and they were finding open gaps. I mean, you know, Duke ain't going to beat theyself, and the guys were able to make plays. And with us peeking in the wrong gaps, they bust some big runs on us.
Did they do anything differently than you had seen on film and so forth that made you guys peek into the wrong gaps?
Nah, not at all. Doing the same thing we practiced all week, the back on the same side with the tight end or with their split. I mean, that's all we practiced all week, and they came here and did the same thing. I guess with the turnovers or whatnot and the field position, you know, guys kind of got out of their, you know, ways or whatnot, and they hit us with some good plays.
Was there ever any conversation in the huddle or on the sideline? You talk about guys getting out of their ways. Anybody like trying to settle everybody down and saying we don't got to win the game all in one play?
I mean, along with the coaches, you know, trying to, you know, tame us or whatnot, guys like Sean Green, Adam, I was trying to step up and talk and get those guys together.
And my last question. In the second half, the quarterback, Boone, hurt you with his feet. It looked like on several of those plays, five or six rushes, he was almost unaccounted for. I don't know if that's a part of their game plan, the quarterback draw, because he didn't come in with big rushing yards, but all of a sudden he looked like he was supposed to be part of the game plan. Did that surprise you? Did you guys plan on Boone being a run threat?
Not really, but at the same time, I mean, we knew that he could run the ball, possibly run the ball. So we did take him in consideration. It was just getting off of blocks and making plays at the end of the day.
We talked a lot during the week to players about, you know, possible letdown. Did you feel that there was a letdown?
I mean, those guys just wanted it more than us, honestly. I mean, you know, we knew what was at stake. They knew what was at stake. And they went out there and played their butts off. And was able to come out with a W. So I give credit where it's due. I mean, they came out and fought hard, and we just got to learn from our mistakes and move on.
I would say it is harder to get everything, you know, emotion, focus going in a game like this where it's an early start. You know, whereas last week, you know, losing streak playing and everything. Would that be fair to say that it's, you know, you got to dig a little deeper to get ready for a game like this?
No, not really. When one of our goals is, you know, to be undefeated at home, you know, win the Coastal, definitely it's not that big. I mean, it's not that hard to get up for a game like this. I mean, they just came to play harder than us. That's the bottom line.
As a captain, what do you feel like your job or responsibility this week to is it a big job this week, or do you feel like, you know, guys can be kind of done?
Oh, every week is a, you know, big game. Definitely, as my role, it's just going to encourage guys to keep their heads up. I mean, you know, we're still in great standings in a good position right now. And just, you know, work on the little things so we can make the big things happen.
As satisfying as I'm sure it is to be the team that ends a losing streak to Miami, is there, you know, kind of the opposite with, you know, you guys having won 10 in a row against the Super?
Yeah, kind of, but, I mean, I just give credit where it's due. I mean, dude, they fought hard, and they went out there and outwilled us today.
Any more questions? Thanks, Q.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Q.